Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting second. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Steve Avery. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chad Curtis. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The DH, Kevin Mitchell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chad Ogea. And now, play ball. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jefferson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Curtis hits a line drive into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Matt Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Justice takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to third. Williams moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards short. Garciaparra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogea fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Hazelman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Hazelman, and Valentin drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis is 0 for 1 in the game. Curtis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Garciaparra. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Garciaparra steals second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garciaparra moves to third. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garciaparra scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson strikes out. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Alomar to Vizquel, and Vaughn is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. The ball gets by Hazelman. He chases the ball to the backstop. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Justice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hazelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordero hits a line drive towards the mound. Ogia can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hazelman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia-Para is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia-Para bunts towards the mound. Ogia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bragg moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin is hit by the pitch. Bragg moves to third. Garcia Para moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bragg tags and scores. Garcia Parra tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garcia Parra tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Curtis is 0-for-2 in the game. Curtis hits a line drive into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Leary moves to second. Paul Shuey now pitching. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hazelman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hazelman bunts towards the mound. Shuey fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Leary moves to third. Cordero moves to second. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bragg is walked intentionally. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia Parra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Leary scores. Cordero moves to third. Bragg moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bragg. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a line drive beyond short. Vizquel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 3 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Curtis. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cordero is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Butch Henry now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel is 0-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordero. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Hazelman and he is safe. Vizquel steals third. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Curtis is 0-3 in the game. Curtis strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vizquel scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Franco is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Kline now pitching. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hazelman is 0-2 in the game. Hazelman hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bragg is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garciaparra is 3-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Garciaparra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Curtis. Garciaparra reaches second base with a double. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Valentin is 0-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Justice is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Justice hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Mike Stanley pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stanley hits a line drive into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nehring is 0-4 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cordero is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cordero hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hazelman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hazelman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Mitchell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.